said, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just talking about what is it about these folk on the right, you know, and who are willing to go so far as to say that evidence has been planted at Mar-a-Lago. The FBI has this plan because they don't want to see Donald Trump run for president again. Let's plant some evidence on him, and so we can catch him and make him guilt, and he becomes guilty, and so he can never run for president again. You know, when black people were saying that the FBI was planting drug evidence on them, these same people who are now talking about the Republican Party, these same people who praised the FBI during those times are now saying the FBI is some fringe outfit that you can't trust, is un-American. And so, you know, which is it? You know, you just show who you are. And I maintain that many who call themselves conservatives and Republicans were those kind of children when you and I were kids who were fighting all the time. You know, who sleep with their fists balled up, even today. Who are always at somebody else's throat. If you don't like it, you know, step outside. Heavily armed. Because they don't know how to communicate. They don't get it. You know, to bag a person of Donald Trump's character or lack thereof, the world knows who he is. And yet, in the face of all of that, you still see these people willing to support him. He's a criminal. We're going to talk about how many times in his life he's pleaded the fifth. How many times have you and I pleaded the fifth? What have we done? What does pleading the fifth mean? Donald Trump is the same person who, when he was president of the United States, said, if you pleaded the fifth, he said only mobsters plead the fifth. I have it right here. We're going to go over it. Those are his exact words. Only mobsters plead the fifth. Hey, Don. How many times have you pleaded the fifth? Well, then the guy yesterday, hey, Earl, you're slandering the president. You better be careful, the former president. He hasn't been found guilty of anything. When you plead the fifth, what does that say? I'm not going to respond on because on the grounds it may incriminate me. The only people who plead the fifth are people who are guilty. Let's go to the phone line. CJ, you're one of the kind of people I'm talking about.
And
go ahead.
I look forward to listening to your opening statement every day. And we're living in a Democrat world right now, Earl. We're living in
Explain to me what's a Democrat world, man. What does that mean?
We're living in a Biden economy, a Biden security around the world. We were safer and more prosperous with Donald Trump.
Hey, okay.
I don't care if he runs again. I don't care if he does, but I want his policies and I want his economy back, and so do conservatives. We've watched your Democrat cities fall to chaos and murder day in and day out every weekend in Chicago. Democrat-run cities.
Hey, okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Well, and as far as Donald Trump pleading the fifth, he gave a statement of why he pleaded the fifth.
What does it,
and
listen,
the FBI
man.
Has lied and has lied about him before. They spied on him. The dossier that was the impeachment was actually proven to be done by the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Hey, CJ. Hey, CJ, I'll give you a chance. Hey, CJ. I'll give you a chance. But let me show you what kind of hypocrites you and Donald Trump are. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about pleading the fifth. Donald Trump's, and this is before him pleading the fifth, this is when he was president. Donald Trump's decision.
Turn him down.
Donald Trump's decision to plead the Fifth Amendment Wednesday in response to the New York Attorney General's questions about his dealings as a real estate mogul sent many Twitter users down memory lane. That's because the former president is famous for disparaging people who invoke their constitutional right to self-discrimination. These are Donald Trump's words. Before he had to plead the fifth himself. For instance, there was the time in 2016 when he told an Iowa rally, the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? This despite Donald Trump taking the fifth 97 times during his 1990 divorce trial from Ivana to avoid admitting adultery. Not surprisingly, many Twitter users found the news that he would take advantage of the same amendment he previously trashed to be quite amusing. So how can it be both ways? If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Donald Trump, who just invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in a civil case and his business dealings, can't wait to hear the excuse he and his MAGA sycophants come up with for this one. Donald Trump pleading the fifth. He talked about the only people who plead the fifth are people who are guilty. And then we have CJ, who clearly is mindless, who can't address truth. Because you before I even brought him on the line, the conversation was about Donald Trump pleading the fifth after he said only criminals plead the fifth. CJ can't respond to that, and people like him because he can't deal with what the truth is. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.